We've been studying the laws of a Kohen. Kohanim are forbidden to contaminate themselves when it comes to Tum'at Met. That's the corpse Tum'ah. The question was asked by the Poskim, is a Kohen able to volunteer to Hevrat Hatzalah? Can he be a volunteer as such? Because it's quite possible that on the calls he's going to get, he's going to come in contact with Metim, Chas v'Shalom. The Shevet HaLevi asked this question, was asked to him, and he's posek that as long as he's careful not to be mistamet to Metim, the mitzvah yihashev. It's a mitzvah for him to join. Of course, if there's pikuach nefesh, if there's danger of life and death, of course it's a mitzvah for the Kohen also to be present and do whatever he can, even though it can come to Tum'at Met, because nothing stands in front of pikuach nefesh. A person can eat on Kippur because he's in danger. A person can be ma'alel Shabbat because he's in danger. And there will be no difference when it comes to a Kohen to become mitameh. The Hatam Sofer has an interesting question as well. His question was, somebody had died, and the coroner wants to find out cause of death. And if they don't find out the cause of death, they're going to make an autopsy on the body. And the only doctor there was a Kohen. And the doctor can go and figure it out without having to make an operation or an autopsy. So the Hatam Sofer is brought down in Petra Teshuva as well, holds that that's considered like a mit mitzvah. And therefore, the Kohen doctor is mutar and recommended to go as quick as possible to check the body, to figure out the cause of death, in order they could bury it as soon as possible without having to worry about hundreds of them cutting up the body. So that's also a very important yesod, that Kohanim have to ask these questions. We don't take it as an automatic that since everybody's doing it, that Kohanim are allowed to do it also. All these things have their gedarim, their special framework of what's permissible and what is not.